I'm Steve Junker. Time now for the Weekend Outlook, where we take a look at what's happening on the arts and culture scene. Joining us from the Cape Cod Times newsroom is Kathy Scrizzy Driscoll, editor of Cape Week magazine and the new Cape Week Summer Expanded magazine. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Steve.
Kathy, Heritage Museum and Gardens is opening a major art exhibit this weekend, which shows three generations of paintings by the Wyeth family.
It's called The Wyeths, America Reflected, and it's got 45 pieces in it, including works by all three generations, grandfather, father, and son of the Wyeth family, and how they've reflected what's been happening in the country. There's going to be 16 oil paintings by N.C. Wyeth. He was really an illustrator. And a lot of it has to do with American history. There's one of Paul Revere on his famous ride, George Washington and his troops. There's a doughboy. They're beautiful paintings. And then there's work by Andrew Wyeth, which a lot of people know more. And he often painted rural architecture and scenes, something more serene. And then there are paintings by his son, Jamie Wyeth, particularly his paintings of gulls from his time in Maine. And that exhibit's going to open Saturday. It'll be up through September 27th. And we have an interview with Jamie Wyeth in Cape Week. He talks a little bit about the art legacy of his family and how his work was influenced by his father's and his grandfather's.
After a year off, Cabaret Fest is back in Provincetown with 4 days and three nights of cabaret performances and classes.
That event was launched about 15 years ago, and now some of the people who originally took the classes, including the event organizer, Patricia Fitzpatrick, are the ones coming back doing the entertaining. They've tried to provide variety. There's going to be different individual performances, plus workshops at different venues around town. And there's going to be a flapper-themed launch party on Thursday, a variety show on Friday, and then there's a brunch show Sunday. Organizers say that the cabaret is telling a story through song. They've got different students there learning how to do it. And six of the top participants are going to get a chance to perform at the Sunday brunch along with headliner Don DeRoe.
This Sunday in Woods Hole, an afternoon of free demonstrations aims to show families that science is fun while exploring what's out in the ocean off Cape Cod. Tell us about this.
This is created by the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution, and it happens from noon to 3 o'clock on Sunday outside Redfield Auditorium. It's called Under the Waves, and the idea is to let people know what work is done at HUI, including a lot of data collection about creatures and activities that happen under the sea, but that there is fun learning about this. They have a shark cam that people can watch. They have crafts like make your own jellyfish and chances to learn about squid, river herring, offshore cannons, whales, water quality. One of the kids' activities is trying out radio-controlled submarine models, so I think that qualifies as fun.
Fans of a cappella singing will be happy to know that the group Hyannis Sound is back and will be opening its season this weekend and then performing around the Cape all summer.
Hyannis Sound, a lot of people have probably seen them. They're an all-male a cappella group. They get 10 young adult members every summer that are trying to head into a career in music. They've been around since 1994 in, you know, different groups of men. And they say that they're trying to provide a positive example for young musicians, train them in different aspects of the industry, and then have them participate in the Cape Cod community while they're here. The first Cape concert is at 7 o'clock Sunday at Unity on Cape Cod in Hyannis. After that, they're going to be doing concert at various venues, but they do have a weekly schedule of 7 p.m. concerts. That's going to be Mondays at the First Congregational Church in Falmouth, Tuesdays at St. Christopher's Episcopal Church in Chatham, Thursdays at Dennis Union Church, and Fridays at Federated Church in Hyannis. So it all starts Sunday, but obviously there's a lot of chances to catch them this summer.
To find out more about all of these events and so much else that's happening this weekend around the Cape and the islands, check out the Cape Week section in the Cape Cod Times and the expanded Cape Week Summer magazine. You'll find links along with audio of this conversation at our website, capeandislands.org. Thanks, Kathy.
Thank you, Steve.